We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simen Resh Samech, which was discussing the importance of making proper preparations, which included taking a bath, as well as cutting one's nails. It's brought down in the Sefer Kitzur Hilcha Shabbos, written by Rabbi Posen. He says the following when it comes to Rechitza. Gam chelik mekavod Shabbos lirchot gufo. That part of Kavod Shabbos is washing one's entire body. Mitzvah chatchil lirchotz be'erev Shabbos, it should be done preferably on Friday. Mikol makom mishechoshe shuyelo p'nai be'erev Shabbos. If a person doesn't have time to do so because, for example, as we'll be changing the clocks next week, so possibly you're just not going to have time, you're going to be rushing back from work. Yochel gam lahatim kvar mebe'erev. So already on Thursday night, we'll kavod Shabbos to take a shower or a bath. That's okay. L'chadchila, yesh lirchotz kol haguf v'chamen. Preferably, one should bathe their entire body, as well that it should be with warm or hot water. V'im zeh yefsher, haynu lirchotz kol haguf, az al kol panim yesh lirchotz panav v'yadav. He says that if a person is unable to do that because of a lack of shortness of time, which we saw last time in the Mishnah Berurah, that a person is covered Shabbos, so ends up they'll be Mechal Shabbos because they're waiting to the last second, even if they get out of the shower, but it's a second before Shabbos, so it's possible. Other malachos one could violate by drying one's hair or other things that possibly we can do, wringing out a towel and the like. And therefore he says that you should at least wash your hands, wash your face, and that would be suffice. So then he says that it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch Shemi, Shisarel Sav Hina Ruchos, a person who has long hair, Sheishu Stapril Kavod Shabbos, that you should specifically wait till Friday to get the haircut. Yukumokin Legaleach Hasiparnayim, a person's nails are long, so you should wait until Friday to get that done so that it's being done specifically for the honor of Shabbos. Kivan Shederech Legaleach Hasiparnayim Be'erv Shabbos, that once a person is cutting their nails on Friday and doing this for the proper reasons, he says that Sigwa Poskim Behilchos Shabbos Dini Giluchos. There's a specific way in which they should be cut, and we saw this already in the Shulchan Aruch. L'chadchil in litol elu shel yad im elu shel regel biyom echad. First of all, one should not preferably cut their fingernails and their toenails on the same day. Forget about on Friday in general. Od machbidin l'chadchila she'en noitlin ha'sipranayim biyom hei. There are those that will not cut their nails on Thursday. Again, as we said, that one should instead wait until Friday. Mikol makom im shneihem elu shel yad v'gam elu shel regel shrichim l'chituch. Let's say your fingernails, your toenails need cutting, and we're not supposed to cut them both on the same day. Oz matin lechtoch elu shel regel biyom hei. So then you should cut your toenails on Thursday. Manichem elu shel yad erev Shabbos, and cut your fingernails on Friday. Od yesh no hagim. There are those also have the custom shlo lechadchem al seder ha'etzbaos elu b'sirugim. That one will not, as we mentioned, cut the fingernails in a specific order, but rather that we skip one and then go back to the other two. This is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Lechadchila mitzvah l'sarfam, says a person should really take your nails and burn them, but most of us don't do that. L'chol pachos l'kabram, a person should bury them, which could include like flushing them down the toilet or throwing into a garbage. Yizahar harbe shel yipul b'makam hiluch b'nei adam, but you should not be thrown down, in which the lashon of the Gemara is a person does that, you're actually a rasha for having done so, that people could walk over one's nails. Just one last thought brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos in this topic, which will be the last discussion in this siman, the Siman Reish Samech, which is a short siman. He says as follows: when it comes to cutting the fingernails and the toenails, fingernails specifically, the question is, should one cut the right hand's fingernails or the left first? So as one can imagine, we have a machlokas. The Kolbo says that the language of the Ramah writes that it's small tchila v'yachar kachimin, based on the order, and he said fingernails should be cut first. So he first brings down the left and then the right. However, not everyone holds like this, including the Eshel Avraham, the Yesh Kosvin, that those that write, lav dafka nakit hacha, that when the Ramah mentioned that this is the way to cut the fingernails, it doesn't mean that it has to be your left hand, because v'chil ma'isa in lozuz mehuva b'gemara, v'alperish harizal, d'yish tomid l'hachdim shel yamin l'tchila, that when it comes to all things in which we have to do something for both our right and left side of our body, we will always do the right side first, which includes washing Netilas Shadayim in the morning. We wash our right hand when it comes to before we wash for a Seuda. We wash our right hand and our left. And also it's brought down when it comes to bathing that a person is supposed to lather or to bathe the right side of one's body and then to the left. It shows the chashivas, not that you're hand needs your right hand needs more chashivas, or that your head should be cleansed before the rest of your body because your head will be machbid, but it's because this way you'll be able to realize that in fact your head is the most important part of your body. That the fact that you do mitzvos with your right hand, therefore by showing it chashivas, what you're really doing is you're showing the appreciation for mitzvos in general. So this is something in which is brought down that a person should cut the right hand and the left hand's fingernails afterwards. Pay the shell seder dalad beis hey gimel aleph, and the beis dalad aleph gimel hey, the way that's written down, he says, is rak b'siponi hayudayim v'lo siponi haraglayim. And this he quotes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that the whole inyan, which is obviously based on Kabbalah and mysticism, is the whole issue of not cutting your fingernails one after the other, is specifically the fingernails. One's toenails is not an issue. And the last sentence, which we'll see today, Yesha kosvin sheish lokutza tzipranayim l'achar chatzos hayom shenikr yoser shehu l'kavod Shabbos. We said about cutting the nails on Friday, more specifically, he brings down that if a person can do so, according to the words of the Aruch HaShulchan, that one should actually wait until after midday on Friday, so it's very recognizable and clear that the reason why you're doing it is for the honor of Shabbos.